nerve-wracking experience. Don't believe anybody who tells you otherwise. So, thanks for being my friends here. There's kind of no way I've been on this thing. So yeah, so I had a lot of fun this winter doing a video with the Homespun guys, and they asked me if I would do a video called Making the Acoustic Guitar Rock, and I said, well, that's impossible. And they said, no, but you do that. And I guess they were right. I think that the reason that the folks at Homespun thought that I made the acoustic guitar rock is not only because I try to play things like the Rolling Stones and Led Zeppelin on the acoustic guitar, but I think that my approach to the acoustic guitar is really to try to, deny or ignore or whatever you want to say, the limitations of the instrument, and really just try to play whatever I want to play. And I think that in some ways maybe that's like the spirit of rock and roll, and I think that I applied that to the acoustic guitar maybe more than any particular technique. It's just the idea that if I want to try to play something, I'm going to do it, and I don't care if it's way up on the neck, or if it's really quiet, or if there are drums pounding or whatever, and I just sort of try to make it work, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but I think that's a big part of kind of what rock and roll is all about too, and I think the acoustic music world needs a little bit more of that, the idea that you take no prisoners and you go for it, and sometimes you land flat on your face, and that's kind of what my style of playing is all about, and I appreciate that so many of you are willing to come in here and see me do that. But no, the video is really fun. I talk about some specific techniques and things. Happy asked me if I could just make this whole workshop really just a big, kind of one of those late night ads for the George Foreman grill or something, and just kind of pump the DVD the whole time. So that's sort of what I'm trying to do here. And when I do it, it is pretty cool. You can check it out. There's some clips online and stuff. But I talk about some specific techniques for the guitar, like that kind of cross over with rock music, like string bending and palm muting and tremolo picking, moving up and down the neck quickly, working on your right hand speed, things like that. And so I can't cover like a huge amount of it, but I thought maybe I would just sort of take a vote and see, what sounds like the most interesting thing. Do you guys want to talk about like I said, it's like string bending, like palm muting, kind of like chunky stuff, or double stops, getting around on the neck more, like using the whole fingerboard, or like right hand technique, playing faster, like. What else? Somebody start shouting. What sounds like fun? Right hand. It's all about the right hand. Yeah. I'm not taking. Oh, getting around the neck. Okay. All right. I'm not taking the bait. Shake and make it. Yeah. I was at a great Mandomania one year when we were. Everybody starts asking about the technique and stuff, and Joe Craven just said, "No, it's all in the right hand. It really is." And as simple as that sounds, it's really true. Like everything from your groove to your attack to your dynamics to the clarity that you play with or not playing cleanly, which is definitely a choice at times. You don't want everything to sound clear and precise. It all is coming from the right hand. The short but honest answer to how you play faster and cleaner is what everybody tells you. You slow down, you practice with a metronome, and you do it over and over again. And in some ways, it's kind of like when, there are all these fad diets and things, and you eat this and not that, and try this and all this, and ultimately, the doctors always say, eat well and exercise, right? And it's kind of the same way with the right hand technique, where you just have to practice slowly. And it is something that I think that everybody, from the absolute beginner to, the touring professional, has to deal with, is telling themselves to slow down and practice carefully, because it's really easy to just let a tune that you're working on kind of get out of hand, to where you're just like, you're not just, when you really can't play it at all. I mean, when you're doing this, you don't know what you're doing, but there's a big, there's a very fine line between, going, and playing it like this, which is the way that you hear a lot of people practice. And you say, like, what are you doing? And they say, I'm practicing. And that is not the way to practice. So, like, absolutely, and as simple as that seems, like, that's how you get to play as fast as you hope in your wildest dreams you'll be able to play in 10 years, is by practicing everything and making it sound like music. So, if the fastest that you can play Whiskey Before Breakfast is like this. Now, if you can do that, every note have a good tone and be in time, I promise you, if you do that every day for a year, you'll be able to play it twice as fast next year. And I know that sounds like an exaggerated claim, but it's really not, because there's not a lot of difference between doing that and going. The difference is that, of course, it's faster, but the technique is the same. And the problem that most people have when they try to speed up is that if you start sloppy, it just gets a little bit sloppier every time you ratchet the click up, to where by the time you're playing at the speed you want to play, it's like, you know, it's just a mess. So that's really the short and long answer at the same time. But there are some tricks that I think can help with this, other than just really listening to what you're doing, which is always the most important thing about practice. I mean, I would say this about anything, whether it's chord progressions or whether it's, you know, rhythm or whether it's playing like lead stuff or runs, all of these things, the most important thing when you practice is to listen to what you're doing. Which is why I tell people, like, the absolute worst way to practice is, well, that's all right, don't worry about it. Let us know if it's for us. The worst way to practice is when you're watching TV. And I think that's because when you watch TV, you think to yourself, well, I'm getting muscle memory down while I'm practicing, and I can also like watch the ball game or whatever I'm doing. And it kind of is a good way to get muscle memory down, but unless you're playing the song perfectly while you're watching the ball game, and the odds are kind of low on that, what you're doing is you're drilling in negative muscle memory, and then you turn off the ball game and you realize, well, oh, I was making some mistakes I didn't even notice because it was like full count and the bases were loaded and stuff. You know? So listen to what you're doing. So if you're going to play, you know, Bill Cheatham, you know, don't worry about playing it fast. Don't worry about playing it at any particular tempo. Make it sound like Bill Cheatham. Make it sound great at whatever tempo you can do, and then take it from there. So, you know, again. And I got that, some of that idea from that first Tone Poems album that Dave Grisman and Tony Rice, you know, two of my enormous heroes, did, where most of the songs on that album are not really that hard. And they're some of the most beautiful things you've ever heard. And you know, if you're a pretty advanced guitar player, you sit down with that album and you go, oh, I can learn all this stuff. I can learn that song in an hour. I can figure this out in 10 minutes. And yet, it never sounds as good as it does when those guys play it. And the reason is because they mean every note of what they're doing. But getting back to the quick right hand thing, one thing that you can do that will help is to practice tremolo picking with your right hand. Because once you start really trying to play fast, at some point your right hand technique has to go from da 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 really, really kind of choppy. Now there's a limit to how fast you can do that. I mean, I can kind of go, and it's painful, you know. But if I want to play really fast, I have to be able to smooth it out too. And the way to do that is by having your right hand stop making individual motions as much and start to make a really smooth kind of fluttering motion, which is exactly like what you do on the mandolin when you play a tremolo. And there's no reason you can't do tremolo on the guitar. I love to do that, so you know. You know, that kind of stuff. And the way to do that is practice it with one note. It's a lot easier with one string than it is with two when you're first starting on it. And just take an open string, and you'll start out and you'll do it like this. It'll be really hard to get it even, but just practice to make it count like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and get to where you can do that really evenly, and do it with a metronome and kind of speed it up. And the key is, tremolo is almost never just as fast as you can do it. It's almost always in time, believe it or not. I mean, even when you hear, you know, Bill Monroe or Sam Bush or, you know, somebody who's just extraordinary at the instrument do a tremolo, it's in time. So they're doing like a group of 4 or 6 or 8 or even sometimes 12 within each beat. But, you know, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 4, it might be 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 8 times between each stomp of my foot, you know. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, you know, like that. And if you practice like that, that will really cross over into anything that you play, because you're getting used to moving your right hand in a smooth motion. And what you'll find is that as you start to play faster and faster, the most important thing is keeping everything smooth and loose. The worst thing that happens to you when you're trying to play fast is you get tight. And tension tends to like start in the backs of your hands, and then it sort of builds up your forearms, and then like before you know it, like your biceps and your shoulders are tight, and you just can't play well like that. Once you're stiff, Like, you can't make these smooth, fluid motions that you need to play the instrument. So I shake my arms out. I'll, you know, touch my toes and stretch before. Like, to me, it's much more important for me to bend over and touch my toes before I get on stage than it is for me to, like, rip on scales or something, because it's all about having your body be relaxed and ready to go. And that's much more than just a musical thing. But that's kind of the right hand, because you can extend that tremolo picking to doing like a little scale exercise. So if I'm going, and then, and ideally, and then go back to playing the tremolo and sort of check, because what you want is you would like that smooth motion that you've got on the one note to keep going, regardless of what your left hand is doing and what string you're playing. And that's hard, because once your brain starts getting divided and starts thinking about where your fingers are going, and of course, where everybody looks when they're playing the guitar, myself included, most of the time, is you stare at your left hand and you start thinking about where your fingers are going, you completely neglect the right hand. So I like to do things where I go back and forth between playing actual music and then just playing something that's mindlessly easy so that I can focus on keeping my right hand playing well. So maybe you're just going, and I do this for a second and I look at my right hand, because now I don't have to look at my left hand because this is really easy. Just two. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4 on my left hand. And then my right hand, I make sure that I like the way my hand looks. And what I want is like not a lot of extra motion, not a lot of excessive sloppiness. But more importantly than that, I don't really care about sloppiness as much as I care about it being smooth. And so as long as I like the way my right hand's going, then I'll try to play a scale or a song or anything. But keep going back to your right hand and make sure that what it's doing is smooth and kind of under control. And one of the easiest ways to practice and completely change the way you're playing a song is force yourself not to look at your left hand at all. You know, play Soldier's Joy like this. And a centipede, and the horse is watching the centipede and says, you know, how do you coordinate all of those 100 feet and get them all in order? Because I have trouble just like running with four legs. And the centipede goes, oh, it's really easy. You just, and he falls over. And that's the way that he goes. So it's a good exercise to look at your right hand, because when you first do it, it'll freak you out. You'll think it'll make it easier to play, but it actually will make it harder. What you want to do is not be thinking about what your right hand is doing, but just be... you're just looking for smoothness. You're not trying to think about, is it going a little too far? Or should I be centered more? Am I in the plane of the string? And like, it's not intellectual like that. It's just that I want a smooth, repetitive motion that is under control, where I can play dynamically and you know, kind of know what my pick is going to do. Should we play another song?